Good morning, everyone. Mr. Russell is off today, so I'm filling in. Today's lesson is explaining to the world how the FIFA Women's World Cup draw is going to work. Who's going to go first?
Hello and welcome to The Sound of Football. I'm Graham Sibley, and as ever, I'm joined by Jan Bilton.
Hello.
And Sarah DeFellin.
Hello.
And welcome if you don't normally listen to The Sound of Football, because, I don't know, maybe you've seen this crop up and you think, what the hell are they doing there? What is this? Are people really doing a fake draw for the Women's World Cup? Yes. Yes, we are. Now, long-time listeners will know that this is a regular feature. This is actually our eighth fake draw. We started this back in 2009. This podcast, we started in 2009. And on episode, I think, 17, we did our first one for the 2010 draw when Chris was here. And we've been doing it ever since. Jan, this will be your, I think this is your sixth one. It's just something that we love to do, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. And it's quite engrossing, isn't it? Because quite often I'm so into it that I actually think that I stop like thinking about how am I going to book my holidays around these draws, which I managed to stay away from last time we did a fake draw, just although I didn't admit it. But so hopefully I can manage that today. But yes, it's great. It's a great part of Sound of Football tradition.
Yes.
Jan's recounting of the numerous times that he's got carried away and forgotten that it's fake. He's also a Sound of Football tradition. It's essential that we give reference to the fact that on a couple of occasions, and it's only a couple of occasions, Jan's got massively carried away and talked about booking time off and stuff like that.
To be fair, I think you were the first one to get carried away all the way back in the old days, I think.
Did I really? That doesn't surprise me. That doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, I've got the brain the size of a peanut, so yeah.
Mind you, but in those days, we did do it down the pub.
Oh, yes. Didn't we?
Don't bother listening to that one, listeners, because he's pretty much unlistenable. But we've gone through the whole gamut of doing it down the pub, doing it together in the studio, and of course the last one we do it separately because that's how we record it now. It's a little bit different to how we normally do it, but it should work. But what is the point? Why on earth should we do something that isn't going to happen? Well, okay, this is the reason why. What we want to try and give you is maybe make the draw a little bit more exciting. If we go through it now and explain all the differences about where teams go, and in this occasion, it's actually quite important because depending on which group you're drawn in will depend on which half of the competition you're in. Are you in the Australian half or are you in the New Zealand half of it? And teams in separate halves won't meet each other until the final. So you could end up playing a team in the group stage and then playing them again before the final, playing them in the semi-final. If you remember Japan-Korea 2002, it's a bit like that. So we could see a Turkey or a South Korea getting all the way to the semi-finals in this too. Who knows? That's the sort of thing that we look at in these fake draws. So we try and see if we can predict any problems or anything that we should be looking out for when the real thing happens on Saturday. Now, Saturday, well, the first thing we notice with the draw that's happening on Saturday is the time that it's on. Now, in London, we're going to have to set our alarm clocks on Saturday morning and be ready for 7:30 if you want to watch all the bump that happens before the draw. And I know you do, don't you, Terry? You love all the bump before the draw.
I loved all the ceremony beforehand. It's great. I love it. I'm a massive fan of light entertainment, as you know. It doesn't get lighter than pre-draw entertainment.
And if you're not of Terry's mind there, and if you think that it's unnecessary and just get on with pulling the bits of paper out of tiny balls, then you may want to tune in about 8:15. But of course, if you're on the east coast of the US or Canada, then that's going to be about 3:15 in the morning. So yeah, that's going to be quite an effort for you if you want to stay up and watch the real thing. So in many ways, we're doing you a service by doing this now, so you can just listen to it now anyway and just imagine how it would have happened. And of course, we don't have a lot of bump to go beforehand because I can see the guys there and they've got their pots in front of us and I can barely hold them back from start picking out pieces of paper. Look at them. They're wild. They're like rabid dogs. I've been feeding him on red meat for 4 weeks now. Nothing else. So I wonder if we should get on with it. Now, the way we're going to do it is Jan's going to pick out all the teams in pot one. Terry's going to pick out all the teams in pot two. Back to Jan for three, and then back to Terry for four. General rules still apply, so no more than one team from a confederation in a group, unless it's from UEFA, and then you can get two teams in there, which means that we might have to start jiggling the teams around as they come out when it gets to having more than one team from one confederation, but we'll explain that as it goes. There's also playoffs that still need to be done, these intercontinental playoffs, and when we get to pot four, I will endeavour to say what that means. But I think we're ready at the start. Now, New Zealand and Australia have already been picked out. So they've already been put into position one of Group A for New Zealand and into position one of Group B for Australia. So all the rest of the teams from pot one are going to be pulled out and they're going to be going into position one for the rest of the groups. Now, what you have to look out for is the group numbers. So C, E, and G are all going to be in New Zealand's half of the draw, and D, F, and H are all in Australia's half of the draw. Now, if your team is in group B, D, F, and H, they will only play games in Australia. They won't play in New Zealand at all. If you're in the other half, if you're in groups E and G, you might play one game in this. Well, you will definitely play one game if you get through as far as the round of 16. But that's it as far as playing in Australia is concerned. Other than that, only the final will be played in Australia. So very interesting time to head. And if you're wondering about when you're going to watch the games, because, of course, they're going to be on at a ridiculous time in the morning if you're in the UK and if you're on the east coast of North America, then, yeah, you may want to be interested in whether or not your team gets selected in the New Zealand half or the Australian half. So, Jan, have you got pot one there?
I have.
Can you run down the teams you have in pot one?
I can. We have the United States of America, Germany, Sweden, England, France, and Spain.
Spain sneaked in there at the last. They were outside of the top group there, but in the last round of rankings, they sneaked in and edged out Netherlands, who are now in pot two. So let's start it then. Let's pick out the first name to go into Group C and play their games in New Zealand.
And the first one out of the goo desserts ramekin is France.
Okay, and can you pick out who's going to be the pot one team in Group D?
That team will be the United States of America.
And in Group E?
Fumbling a bit with my fingers here. That is Sweden.
Right, already we're seeing the fact that one side of the group may be a bit stronger than the other. And in Group F, to play their games in Australia?
That will be England.
Ooh. Right, England will be playing on the same half of the draw as Australia and USA. So, yeah, and I think you'd be doing us a favour if you didn't pick Germany for Group H, but picking Germany in Group G would probably help England out quite a lot.
I'm afraid the answer is Spain.
Spain, which leaves in Group H.
Yes, of course, it leaves Germany.
Well, there you have it. So New Zealand and Australia, as I say, in A and B, France in Group C, USA in Group D, Group E is Sweden, Group F England, Group G Spain, and Group H Germany. So, Terry, look at that. Australia, USA, England and Germany in the same half of the draw. That's potentially the quarterfinal lineup on that side.
There's going to be a lot of heartache, isn't there?
Yeah.
Coming out of that.
Yeah.
That's going to be the bit. Yeah. And you would, on form, you'd probably suggest that that is indeed the quarterfinal lineup. It's going to be a tough one for England to navigate through, for all of them to navigate through, in fact.
Yeah. And New Zealand, France, Sweden, and Spain in the other half of the draw, which means Sweden could get through. They are the highest ranked team in that half of the draw. So we could see if it goes to rankings, then it will be a repeat of the last World Cup final, Sweden-USA. But let's see if there's any surprise packages in pot two. Now, pot two has Canada in there, the current Olympic champions. Also got Netherlands in there, won the Euros in 2017. So there's some pretty decent sides in there. Terry, who's going to go and join New Zealand in Group A?
Brazil.
New Zealand, Brazil. And which position are they going in, Jan? What position in the group are they going in?
They're going into position 4.
4. So they'll play New Zealand in the last game in that group. And the next team out of the hat there, Terry?
China.
Go into Group B with Australia. Into what position there, Jan? 2, 3, or 4?
3.
Ah, but they can't go into Group B because Australia are an Asian team now, and China are obviously an Asian team. So they have to be bumped into position 3 of Group C.
First constraint of the draw.
Yes.
First constraint of the fake draw.
Right, so pick out another one there, Terry.
Netherlands.
Now, Netherlands can go in with Australia.
And they will go in at position 2, Graham.
They're going in position 2, be Australia's first game and on the first day of the tournament as well.
Tasty.
And for Group D, for to go in with USA.
Canada.
Oh, but Canada would be great, wouldn't it? It would be great. But of course they can't. So they've got to go into Group E with Sweden. Which position in Group E do they go, Jan?
Position number 4.
Oh, that's a good group already. Sweden and Canada. Mm. Terry?
Norway.
They will go in with USA. So, Jan, could you tell me which position Norway will go in Group D?
They will go into position number 4.
So, Terry, who's going to go into Group F with England?
Japan.
Oh, that's a repeat of the semi-final from 2015.
Love it.
And, Jan, what position are they going to go in?
They will go into position number 3.
England's game in the midpoint of that group. Okay, so we've only got 2 groups to go. You've got Group G and Group H. So, Terry?
South Korea.
So, South Korea going with Spain. And, Jan, they'll go into what position?
They will go into position number 2.
Opening game for Spain there. Spain versus South Korea. So, for Group H, we should have Italy there. Is that right, Terry?
Italy.
And Jan, which position do they go in?
They will go into position number 3.
And there we have it. That's pot 2. Finished. Rinsed. Out of the way. Only one group there with 2 European sides in there. So that's the only one that will have a restriction going forward. Germany and Italy together. Canada going on to the New Zealand side of the draw. Might fancy their chances of getting top out of that group against Sweden. Yeah, actually, it's shaping up pretty well, though, really. But England, Japan, that's not going to be easy. Australia, Netherlands, either. Well, they might fancy themselves finishing top in that group. Pot 3 has got, that's a real mixed bag, because we've got teams from Europe, South America, Asia, and Central America, and the Caribbean in there as well. So, Jan, you've got pot 3.
I have.
Why don't you tell us who's going to come out of that first?
The first team out of pot 3 is Denmark.
And Terry, which position are they going in? 2 or 3 in Group A?
3.
Jan, what about Group B to go in with Australia and the Netherlands?
Joining Australia and the Netherlands will be Vietnam.
Oh, no. Vietnam.
No.
Vietnam, I'm afraid, will be bumped, but not to Group C because that's got China in. They're being bumped all the way down to Group D to go in with the USA.
Double bumped.
USA versus Vietnam. Is that going to be the first game of the tournament? Terry, are they in position 2 or 3?
They're in position 2, Graham.
That's USA's opener.
USA v Vietnam.
Yep, on the 22nd of July. Yeah, set your dates. Could last 10 years, that one.
And end up with 1-0 to Vietnam.
Too soon? Right, well, we still need to find the pot three side for Group B, though, Jan. So pick out someone to go in with Australia and the Netherlands.
It's going to be Colombia.
Colombia can go in there. And Terry, are they in position three or four?
They're in position three, Graham.
And for Group C, Jan?
Group C will be joined by Switzerland.
In position two or four, Terry?
Two, Graham.
Yeah, there is already a European side in there, but of course you can have two in there. So France, Switzerland and China there. Group D, we already know. That's Vietnam. They've got in there. Group E, who's going in with Sweden and Canada and try to not pick Costa Rica or Jamaica because they can't go in here?
Ah, it was Jamaica.
No, she went of her own accord. Okay, well, they go into England's group then with Japan, England, Japan and Jamaica. So, Terry, is that position two or four?
Position four.
So that'll be England's last game of the group against Jamaica. Do you want to try Group E again then, Jan?
I will give it a go. So this is with Sweden and Canada.
Yeah.
And they'll be joined by the Republic of Ireland.
Terry, two or three?
Three.
Two more to go. So Group G, Jan, to go in with Spain and South Korea.
They'll be joined by Costa Rica.
Three or four, Terry?
Four.
Spain's last game of the group. And finally, hopefully it's Argentina.
It has to be Argentina. Yes, it is.
And Terry, two or four?
Two.
Now, in a men's World Cup, a group of Germany, Argentina and Italy would be pretty astounding.
Mm.
And it's not a bad group in a women's World Cup either. So interested to see how that one would turn out. Now, are we ready for the last one? Now, this is where all the African teams turn up. So we've got four African countries in here. We've also got the winners of the three playoffs. Now, because it's intercontinental playoffs, we don't know which confederation they're going to be from. So for the draw purposes, what they've said is only the seeded teams count towards location restrictions. So you could end up, if an unseeded team wins, say Haiti or someone like that, if they win their playoff, then they could be in with another team from CONCACAF. So you could end up, in this occasion, with two teams from the same confederation. But at the moment, there's Portugal, there's Chile, and there's Chinese Taipei and Papua New Guinea. So we could have a very rare instance of an oceanic team being bumped because they're in the same group as another oceanic team. It's a crazy, crazy thing. But hey, this is what you get when you increase your World Cup to 32 teams. Everyone's involved. So Terry, you've got this pot, and this could lead to some shenanigans, I'm sure. Who's in Group A with New Zealand? He's frozen. Or is he just building up the tension?
He is building. He's such a pro. He will be ramping up the tension. I think he's actually frozen. Wow, Terry, he knows how to get a crowd going, doesn't he? Just keep him in suspense.
Sorry about that. Skype just crashed. You talk about shenanigans.
Yeah.
Skype just mysteriously crashed. Coincidence? Probably.
I think not.
Yes.
Shall I continue?
Yes, who is going to go in there in Group A with New Zealand, Denmark and Brazil?
Playoff winner C.
Playoff winner C. Now, this is the 14 playoff. This is between Chinese Taipei and Papua New Guinea. And, as I said, this is going to be geographically bumped because of a clash of oceanic teams, New Zealand and Papua New Guinea. Unprecedented. So, they end up getting bumped. Well, they can't go into Group B because Group B's got Australia in it and Chinese Taipei are Asian, so they get bumped down. They can't go in Group C because China, so they get bumped down. They can't go in Group D because of Vietnam, so they get bumped down. So they end up in Group E. Yeah, that's where they are, into position two to play Sweden in the first game.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Chinese Taipei, that's Taiwan, isn't it?
That is Taiwan, yes. But for FIFA's purposes, it's called Chinese Taipei.
Keep China happy.
Yeah. They don't even have the Taiwan flag on the official things. They have this strange Olympic flag that they use.
I see.
Yeah. Keep politics out of football.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And keep China happy,
and keep more China importantly. Happy, yeah. Yeah. Paraguay and Panama are also in that playoff. Let's go back to Group A then, Jan, and try and put someone in there with New Zealand, Denmark and Brazil.
Terry, I'm looking around for my pots going, I've used them both.
Pot at the ready, and I've drawn South Africa.
South Africa. South Africa can go into Group A. Yeah, I can confidently put the African teams into any groups because obviously there haven't been any African teams drawn out yet. South Africa in there with New Zealand, Denmark and Brazil.
Playoff winners A.
Playoff winners A. This is Portugal's playoff. They're also in their playoffs with Cameroon and Thailand. But they could go straight into Group B because there's only one European side in there. Terry, for Group C?
Philippines.
Again, this is another Asian side that has to be bumped. But this time, the Philippines, instead of going to Group C, go all the way down into Group H. Because that's the only place they can go to. Into position four of Group H, be Germany's closing game of the group stage.
Nigeria.
Nigeria can go into Group C. Group D, in with the USA.
Zambia
in with Vietnam, Norway, and the USA. In Group F.
Morocco
join England's group. England's first game. Because Morocco's slot into position two.
Finally, playoff winners B.
Whew. And they fit. Yes, this is Chile's playoff. Chile in there with Senegal and Haiti. Haiti and Costa Rica normally wouldn't be drawn together. They are allowed to in this respect because we're only going on Chile's position. And there we have it, the full draw. All 32 teams are out. They're all in their slots. I'm pretty sure that works. Yeah, we had a bit of moving around there. But there you have it. That's the draw. Should we run through all the groups? Jan, do you want to run through Group A?
Yes, of course. Group A are New Zealand, South Africa, Denmark and Brazil.
Terry, Group B?
Group B, Australia, Netherlands, Colombia and Portugal.
And Yang, Group C?
France, Switzerland, China, and Nigeria.
And Group D, Terry?
USA, Vietnam, Zambia, and Norway.
And Group E, Yang?
Sweden, Chinese Taipei, or Papua New Guinea, Ireland, and Canada.
And Group F?
England, Morocco, Japan, and Jamaica.
Group G.
Spain, South Korea, Chile, and Costa Rica.
And finally, Group H.
Germany, Argentina, Italy, and the Philippines.
Terry, how did you think that went? That went okay, didn't it?
Yeah, went off without a hitch. Not a single problem. And as always with the fake draws, they always go off very, very smoothly. And it's fascinating, isn't it? I think, yes, the New Zealand half of the draw looks the most open, shall we say. But the Australian half of the draw is nice and keen and competitive. And you've got some potentials for some interesting clashes between some superpowers of the women's game. But you've also got some interesting, shall we say, political derbies as well in there.
Yes, you'd say that, wouldn't you? I suppose because of the fact that there are more Asian teams and slightly less European sides in the Women's World Cup, it gives it much more of a global feel to it, doesn't it, with the groupings?
Yes, it does. There's a good variety there, isn't there? And what will be interesting as a somewhat novice to women's football is just finding out what the sides are like from across those different regions.
I think so as well, because although the rankings, the FIFA rankings, are questionable in the men's game as they are in the women's game. So you can't really tell how well these teams are going to do until they get to a final tournament. I think there are some groups there that you really cannot tell what's going to happen there. And personally, I look at Group G, which is Spain's group, and Spain should win that comfortably. But there's loads of shenanigans going on there at the moment with the Spain squad, with 15 players saying that they're not going to play for the coach there, and the Football Federation coming on the side of the coach. So if they don't sort that out by the time the World Cup comes around, you've got a seed there in Group G that may not turn up, may send a youth team out there, which could leave it open for someone to become a surprise package from that group. I think Ireland have got a tough draw there with Canada and Sweden. I can't see them getting out of that group. Any other standouts you can see there, Terry?
I think that there's an opportunity for Norway after having had such a very difficult Euros. I think there's an opportunity for Norway to sort of like try and cover some pride. I mean, you'd imagine that they would come in second behind the USA. I'm working on the basis that Vietnam and Zambia are relatively lowly seeded and not likely to cause a surprise. But equally, the way Norway have gone into something of quite a sharp decline in recent years, then I wonder what the possibilities are of an actual upset and seeing them actually getting knocked out of the group stage. So there's interest there. I wonder about New Zealand. I certainly think that Denmark and Brazil will have eyes on those top two spots. And although they'll be playing against one of the home nations, that's going to be a difficult one for them. And technically, I think that Group C is open as well. You know, you'd expect France to go through, but Switzerland and China are strong, and with the Swiss particularly getting stronger, that's going to be a very, very interesting one.
Denmark and Switzerland were very much at the top of pot three. And this is where we get into that whole thing of how it's very difficult to tell the relative strength of confederations, especially once you get outside of the real top teams. Australia, they're not ranked that high in the world, but then again, they haven't played any competitive fixtures for a long time because of obviously not having to qualify for this tournament. Obviously, they have played in Asian Cup and things like that, so that has helped. But obviously, World Cup qualifiers really do help as far as the ranking's concerned. So obviously, home advantage is going to be big for both Australia and New Zealand, and whether or not that has any bearing on it as well. But England being drawn on that half of the table, along with USA, along with Germany, if they finish top of the group, the next round would be whoever finishes second in Group H, which, as far as rankings concerned, should be Italy. And then after that, they would be facing the hosts, Australia. Australia or Norway. Another knockout game against Norway, maybe, in a World Cup for, I think, the third World Cup in a row, I think that would be for England. Now, we don't know anything about the kickoff times, but whatever time zone you're watching in, you might be quite interested to know which country a team will be playing in. Because in July, August, New Zealand will be 11 hours ahead of us, where Australia will be anywhere between 7 and 9 hours ahead. Obviously, if it gets something ridiculous, like about 19 hours ahead, if you're on the west coast of North America. But of course, if you're going as well, it might be interesting to find out which destination you're going to. As again, if you're on one half of the draw, all of your matches are going to be in Australia. And if you're on the other half of the draw, pretty much all of them are going to be in New Zealand. So worth bearing in mind.
But please do remember, before you book your travel plans, remember, this is not the actual draw. Please be sure to wait until the actual draw before booking your travel plans. The Sound of Football is not responsible for monies spent as a consequence of this fake draw.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not.
Clues in the title, folks.
I mean, this is what we do, isn't it, Chad? You know, every other podcast is probably talking about Pep Guardiola and Jurgen Klopp right now. But us, no. We're doing fake draws for the Women's World Cup, for a tournament that's not happening until the summer. Because that's how we roll. That's how we've always done it.
That's how we've always done it. Now, the thing is, other podcasts are going to be talking about the Ballon d'Or.
Oh, dear God. And who wants to talk about that? That's death. Ballon death.
Yeah. Ballon snore.
Ballon snore.
Ballon snore, indeed. Yes.
Indeed.
But I suppose next week we'll be talking about something. We'll probably be talking about Jurgen Klopp or Pep Guardiola or VAR next week, won't we? We'll go back to normal broadcasting because that's what we do. And we'll have a load of fixtures as well to talk about. An exciting weekend of football. Because last weekend's football, that wasn't that exciting in the end. But this weekend's football is going to be really, really exciting. Promise you. We've got Chelsea Man United. That'll be exciting, won't it, Jan?
Yeah. Yeah, it should be all right.
Oh, way to big it up, yeah.
I was a bit underwhelmed when you said it should sound like an exciting fixture, but I'm just not sure.
Yeah. It's no Sweden versus Chinese Taipei.
No, it's not, is it? I think that's what it is. I've been spoiled by the straw.
Well, yeah, exactly. And we're not going to excite anyone by telling them to read a preview of Hertha Berlin versus Schalke, are we?
Well, no. Frankly, is that in the box set? Have you put that in?
No, not yet.
No. One tiny suggestion, don't.
But if you want to see what games we do put in our box set, and we'll try and pick out seven crackers, we really will. They won't be as good as the games that we've picked out in the draw, obviously, but they'll be entertaining nonetheless. And while we've only got a few more weeks left of club football before the World Cup starts, we need to get our fix in of watching club football anyway. So if you want to see what games we do select for the box set this week, then get along to sofpodcast.com, click on the link for the weekend box set, and subscribe. Put your email address in there and it will arrive in your inbox on Friday lunchtime, or you can read it on the blog. But that is all we have time for this week. If you want to do your own draw, go ahead and tell us about it. Please do. Because these are a tremendous fun. I know for the Men's World Cup, everyone was sending out spreadsheets for that. And it'll be interested to see if anyone does any of those sort of random spreadsheet generators for the Women's World Cup. I hope they do, or at least modify the ones they had for the Men's World Cup, because it is fun to do. But if you do it, the spreadsheets are fine. If you just press a button and it all fills in automatically for you, that's fine. But there's nothing beats getting out those little goo ramekins, getting out little bits of paper from them and just slotting them in. Really, it's too much fun, isn't it, Jan?
It is far too much fun. I actually do use the goo ramekins for other things rather than just fake World Cup draws and fake Euro draws. But they're very useful.
Always recycle, listeners.
Could it be more middle class than using goo ramekins? I've got plastic glasses, me. Plastic.
Yeah, I thought you would.
Yep.
Yeah, the proletariat down there.
Well, we've had so much fun. We'll probably do it all over again right now. So from me, Graham Sibley, from Jan Bilton, and from Terry Stellan, it's goodbye.
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 You can contact us through our website, sofpodcast.com, via Twitter, @SoundOfFootball, or on facebook.com/SoundOfFootball.
And so finally, from pot two, the last team out of the hat.
I've got two here.
Oh, fuck's sake. Ugh.